Intro. This lesson is DJ Crust Edit. Arrange a tambourine layer from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for deep jungle atmosphere. I am guide you through a beginner-friendly workflow to build a two-layer tambourine instrument. Sequence a grooved pattern. Add send returns for reverb and delay. Bus process for glue. And arrange simple automations so your tambourine adds movement and that classic dark, rolling jungle ambience. Say it with me. Close. Rhythmic tambourine for groove. Ambient, wet tambourine for space. Keep them separate, process them differently, and use sends to paint the atmosphere. What you'll build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a two-layer tambourine instrument, a tight close tam and a wet ambient tam, an 8-16 bar pattern with groove and velocity variation, hybrid reverb and echo returns for spatial processing, a tam bus with saturator, drum bus and EQ for glue. Simple arrangement automation. Filter cutoff and reverb send swells. Quick setup work in arrangement view to arrange after building parts in session view or build directly in arrangement. Create a MIDI track and load a drum rack or use single simpler devices if you prefer. In a drum rack, place two simpler pads and label them tam close and tam ambient. Create two return tracks. Send a goes to hybrid reverb. Send B to echo. Set send a pre or leave default. Set send B post so delays feel rhythmic. Source material and simpler load your tambourine samples. For tam close, choose a short, crisp tam hit. In simpler classic, keep mode in classic. Turn off sustain for single hits. Set the start naturally and set gain so peak sit around -6 to -3 dBFS. For tam ambient, pick a longer tam loop or use the same sample with a longer tail or loop region. Increase the sample tail or enable looping, and use simpler's filter and longer amp envelope to create a shimmer. Shape each layer. Tam close chain in the simpler for the close tam use a fast amp attack, 0 to 5 milliseconds, short decay and low sustain so the sound snaps. After the drum rack chain add an EQ8, high pass at roughly 350 Hz with a steep slope to remove low mud, boost around 6.5 to 9 kHz by 2 to 3 dB for sparkle. Cut between 200 and 400 Hz if it competes with snares. Follow that with drum bus, light drive, maybe 1 to 2 units, and use its transient shaping or punch to add snap. Finish with a soft clip saturator, just 1 to 3 dB of drive for warmth. Shape each layer. Tam ambient chain for the ambient tam use a longer amp release, around 2 to 500 milliseconds, and a gentle low-pass filter around 6 to 8 kHz to tame the top end. Add an EQ8. High pass at about 400 Hz, a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz if something is harsh, and a mild high shelf boost of about 2 dB at 10 to 12 kHz for air. Send this chain heavily to the hybrid reverb on send A and somewhat to the echo on send B for rhythmic movement. Configure returns. Hybrid reverb and echo on the hybrid reverb return. Choose plate or hall with some convolution mix to taste. Set decay between 1.2 and 2.5 seconds depending on how deep you want the atmosphere, and add pre-delay of 10 to 30 milliseconds so the tam's transient stays rhythmic. Set diffusion moderate to high. Put a high pass on the reverb return around 800 Hz so the reverb doesn't muddy the low mids. On the echo return, use ping-pong or a stereo delay mode. Sync it to 1/16 or dotted 1/16 for jungle-style rhythmic interest. Keep feedback around 20-35% and low-pass the feedback at 6-8 kHz so repeats darken gradually. Create the MIDI pattern and groove program an 8-bar pattern for the close tam on a 16th grid. Accent off beats that complement your breaks. Hits on 1E, 1 and, 2 and, 3 and so on, but leave space so you don't clash with hi-hats or snares. Vary velocity, accents at 90 to 127, background hits between 40 and 75. For the ambient tam, keep it sparse. Long notes every bar or every two bars, or use an audio loop and let reverb and echo provide movement. Open the groove pool. Try a 16th swing or a jungle-inspired groove and drag it to your tam MIDI clips. Set timing amount between 20 and 40% and introduce a touch of randomness to timing or velocity. You can commit the groove or leave it as a clip property. Grouping and bus processing. Route both tam chains to a tam bus group. Create a group track named tam bus and route outputs into it. On the bus, insert an EQ8 to clean low end below 300 to 400 Hz. Add a glue compressor with a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, medium attack of 10 to 30 milliseconds and release around 100 to 300 milliseconds to glue transient and sustained elements. Finish with light saturator for grit and keep overall gain controlled. Arrangement and automation. Arrange a 16-bar edit like this. Bars 1-4, keep the tam sparse, ambient only. Bars 5-12, Bring in the close tam with the full groove. Bars 13-16. Automate a filter cutoff on the tam bus, for example an auto filter or EQ8, sweeping from roughly 2 kHz to 8 kHz over 2 to 4 bars to increase energy. Also automate sender for the ambient tam. Raise the reverb send during breakdowns for a deeper jungle wash and reduce it in tighter sections. When you're happy, freeze and flatten or resample the group to audio. Then apply subtle stereo width with utility around 110 to 130% and add final reverb or delay automation for performance-ready playback. Common mistakes to avoid over-reverbing the close tam. Use sends rather than big and chain reverbs on the close layer. Too much reverb kills definition. Not high passing. If you leave low content, you'll clash with bass and kick. High pass both tam layers around 300 to 400 Hz. Excessive stereo width on transient layers causes phase issues on club systems. Keep the close tam more mono, and the ambient layer wider. Overcompressing individual hits kills dynamics. Favor gentle bus compression instead. Applying identical processing to both layers. Make one rhythmic and the other atmospheric. Pro tips: use a small predelay on reverb, 10 to 25 milliseconds, to preserve punch while adding a tail. Build alternate chains in a drum rack and map them with macro controls to morph textures on the fly, e.g., tam close thin and tam close fat. Route the ambient tam through echo with dotted 1/16 for a polyrhythmic counterpoint. Automate utility width. Widen during big breakdowns and collapse toward mono for intros and outros. Add tiny pitch modulation to the ambient layer. An LFO of 0.1 to 0.5 semitones gives natural movement without sounding obvious. Mini practice exercise goal. Build an 8-bar tambourine loop and automate a reverb swell. Steps. 1. Create a drum rack with two simpler pads, a short tam hit and a longer tail. 2. Program an 8-bar MIDI clip. Close tam on 16th-ish off beats. Ambient tam held on bar long notes every 2 bars. 3. EQ both chains. High pass at 350-400 Hz and a small high boost around 7 kHz on the closed tam. 4. Send the ambient chain to hybrid reverb, with about 1.8 seconds decay and to echo at dotted 1/16. 5. Add a glue compressor on the tam bus with medium attack and release settings. 6. In bar 5, automate send up by about 4 to 6 dB over 2 bars for a swell, and open a low pass on the tam bus cutoff from 2 to 8 kHz over the same time. 7. Apply a groove via the groove pool, then render the 8 bars to audio. Expected result: a tight rhythmic tam that locks with your breaks and a huge ambient tam that blooms on the reverb swell. Recap: you've learned a repeatable workflow for DJ Crust style tambourine edits. Use two complementary layers: close for rhythm, ambient for space. High pass to avoid low-end conflict and use sends for reverb and delay. Add groove and velocity variation for life. Group and bus process for glue, and automate sends and cutoff for dynamics. Final mindset tip: treat tam layers like players in a band. Give each a distinct role, automate them like real instruments, and avoid making everything loud at once. Small, well-timed moves create the momentum that gives DJ Crust edits their character. Now set up a small template with pre-routed tam pads, returns and a tam bus, and try building new edits in 10 to 20 minutes. Start simple, iterate quickly, and have fun with the grooves.